to the Jewish people. He was a tax collector, which meant that he was representing the Romans that were oppressing the Jewish people, despised by the Jewish people, so that made him doubly despicable.
Yeah, yeah, and he kind of got to pick what he wanted, didn't he, about how much you're going to pay, and he got to pocket whatever he didn't give to Rome.
Well, that's why he said he was going to give back four times what he'd taken.
Absolutely.
He came under conviction because Jesus spent a little time having tea with him.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, I think this business of living out the Christian life is a whole lot less ritualistic than we want to make it out to be, and it has a whole lot more to do with real life that perhaps we would like to admit.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I think really my hope is, and the reason that we put this book together, was that it would certainly just help us as Christians, myself included, for our antennas to go up a little bit, our radar to be intact, that we would start looking for people that Jesus would be calling us to love, and to redefine our neighbor as not just the person that looks like me, that smells like me, that is educated like me, that is the same race as me, and then lives on my block. That's not my only neighbor. My neighbor is somebody that has been beaten up on the side of the road.
All right. Well, friends, I want to ask you a question. Are you on the road to Jericho? Are you on the road to Jericho? Well, that's where this man was stripped and robbed and beaten, and the Good Samaritan found him. Who are you going to find today or tomorrow? Who is God going to lead you to on your Jericho road? Think about it. Ask the Lord how you can be Jesus with skin on. Who is my neighbor? Very, very important. Goes to the heart of our faith, doesn't it? It's not just believing certain creedal facts about our faith, but there's a credibility factor that we need to restore. Might just remove the word hypocrite from the accusations of our unbelieving counterparts. Well, $13 to Save America Ministries will put Who is My Neighbor? Provoking, provocative book, probing to the heart. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA, or go to our website, saveus.org, where you can listen to this program any time of the day or night, anywhere in the world. You can find this book, Who is My Neighbor? And hundreds of others there to strengthen your faith and to build you up and prepare you for these incredibly challenging times in which we live. I want to also urge you to become a partner with us. Day after day after day, for 16 years now, we've been preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. But history's final hour is approaching very rapidly, my friend. Would you help us? Would you help us to get the message out, to prepare the way of the Lord as things get tougher and tougher? And believe me, we just had another request to go on a station in Detroit. The question is, where will the funds come from? Can you help us? Send your gift by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you, and ask God who your neighbor is.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara Frontier Bible Church. And, Pastor Billy, thank you so very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's always a joy to be on.
Well, why don't you just pick up the story and tell us what we're going to be talking about tonight?
Well, I'd like to continue on with our discussion that we had last time, and that's on the issue of UFOs. And the reason why, well, one, because I didn't get to finish what I wanted to share. And the proof that I believe that they're clearly dealing with a demonic entity and leading us to one of the greatest times of deceit and deception that, oddly enough, the Bible clearly warns us about, but yet people are often clueless about. And that's because mankind, Dr. Monteith, is being re-educated. The people, even the non-Christians, the secular researchers and the UFO movement, they readily agree that one of these, the agenda of these so-called extraterrestrials, is they are ushering us into a new paradigm, a new way of thinking. And ultimately, the Bible gives us the answer, and that's they're pushing us towards the Antichrist kingdom. And it's a hot topic. You know, there's been all kinds of, not only recent behavior, we are on record, as we saw last time, so far this year, to break records of UFO sightings. Hollywood, once again, is promoting UFOs and the things of the nature, the aliens, and like never before. And it's a hot topic, and I think I know why, because I think we're coming to the climax of what they're trying to do, the deceit. And again, it's not just to push us towards the Antichrist kingdom, but ultimately I think that the big one is they are going to become the perfect excuse overnight, instantly, to calm people's fears, to explain away the biblical event called the rapture of the church, the disappearance of millions of people on the planet that the Bible talks about. And UFOs are going to explain it right away. And the whole thing is a lie. And I really think, Dr. Monteith, that we are headed into one of the darkest, most deceptive periods this planet has ever seen. And again, yet Jesus clearly warned us. His disciples came to him and said, you know, what's going to be the sign of your coming, your second coming, at the end of the age? And the very first thing that Jesus says is, watch out that nobody deceives you. It's going to be a time where many people will be deceived. There's going to be many false prophets, many false Christs. And in fact, if it's going to be such a time of deceit that even the elect could be deceived if that were possible. And Dr. Monteith, I truly believe that we are entering into those days, and UFOs are a major part of that.
And I think you're absolutely right. The problem is that most people look at what's going on from a cultural point of view or from a political point of view or from a historical point of view. But unless you understand the spiritual and the supernatural things that are unfolding today, nothing makes sense. And when you understand it, everything begins to make sense. Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, and first of all, again, I wanted to just state on record that I don't believe that every single occurrence, every single report of UFOs are real. I think the vast majority of the things that people see can be explained by...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called immune support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
It's a world. We live a tangible world, but there is an intangible world there. And until you understand that, so much of what's going on in our lives on a daily basis and these things that are happening all throughout the world do not make sense. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, is they lie like demons, as the scripture says Satan is. He's a liar. But they also, of course, teach like demons, and of course, it's false teachings. And again, the irony in Dr. Montes, we talked last time, this is where we left off, was, wait a second, okay, let's even just give you the whole evolutionary thing. Let's just play a little game. You mean to tell me that you guys came all the way across the universe just to what? Now, this is from their teachings, from the messages that they channel, they speak to people with, which we'll get to that in a second. It's all occult behavior. Okay, but you mean to tell me you came all the way across the universe just to what? Just to debunk Christianity, slam Jesus, mock the Bible, and at the same time, I kid you not, folks, when you listen to their messages, at the same time, you say that we need to go along with a one-world religion, a one-world economy, a one-world government, and we need to follow a one-world ruler. Okay? It's like, you don't slam any other religion on the planet. Okay? You don't say anything bad about Muhammad or Buddha or Confucius or anybody else, but Jesus. You slam Jesus. Okay? And the Bible, you know, everything else is okay, but, you know, and then they get really bold, Dr. Montes, as we saw last time, they actually call for the abolishment of Christianity. It's like, come on, I mean, so you came all the way across the universe just to do that. It's crazy. Plus, the Bible tells us that this one world push for a one world religion, a one world economy, a one world government, and a one world ruler, that's the Antichrist. And Jesus warned about it, 2,000 years ago. So, give me a break, okay? And then this is where I want to get into tonight a little bit, is the third reason why I believe you're clearly dealing with a demonic origin with UFOs and aliens is they travel like demons, okay? UFO experts, folks, are saying that these beings are not so much physical, okay, in nature as they are spiritual. And that's because they don't act physical. They do things that you cannot do physically, okay? They clock them at speeds up to 15,000 miles an hour, and then they make a right turn, okay? Now, with physics that we have today, instantly that would destroy anything physical. To make a right turn at 15,000 miles an hour, you would instantly become not even just road pizza, you'd just be completely smashed at the atomic level, okay? And then not only that, I mean, they're cruising 15,000 miles an hour, and they make an instantaneous stop, okay? Same problem with the right turns. It's crazy. And then they accelerate just at the same speed, okay? Then at the same time, they merge, they morph into other shapes and other sizes. Then they come in one size, and then they split off and break apart, and then they come back together, Kim. Then the researchers, they're saying that this is acting more like something that is massless, okay, by our physics. You know, it's something that's more spiritual in nature. And then, of course, they appear, and they disappear at will. They just kind of pop in, they kind of pop out. Another clue that you're dealing with something spiritual, not just physical, is they go faster than the speed of sound, but yet they don't make a sonic boom like a physical object does, okay? Another interesting thing is radar has recorded them, but radar has never recorded them entering into the Earth's atmosphere from outer space. They just appear in our atmosphere, and that's another clue. UFOs, they've been fired upon scores of times by different governments around the world, folks. But the pilots never seem to physically ever bring the craft down, okay? And so that's why many people, Dr. Monteith, these researchers, and again, as far as I know, these are secular researchers, so you can't say, well, you're just being biased, you're being a Christian, you're a bigot, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, they're clearly saying this, folks. They're saying that based on decades of research, these beings are not coming from outer space, this is their words, but from inner space. They're coming from another dimension. Okay, now what's interesting is the Bible talks about another dimension that exists, although we cannot see it. It's called the spirit realm. We see that example in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6. The prophet Elijah, he was surrounded by an army there, and his servant got up and went outside and in the morning and saw the army out there, and he started to freak out, and he said, oh no, what are we going to do? And so Elijah prayed to God and says, hey God, would you basically, in the vernacular, open his eyes so he can see what's really out there. And so God opened his eyes, and he looked, and he saw the hills were full of the angels of the Lord all around him. And so he didn't need to be afraid. And so the Bible tells us with that and other instances, that's just one, that's a classic one, that, folks, there's a whole other realm that exists out there that's real, okay, even though we can't see it. It's called the spirit realm, okay? And the spirit realm is full of angels from God, holy angels, and unholy angels that are called demons. And those are the ones that rebelled with Satan. Satan is an angel as well, a cherubim, who fell, and that's where we have the demons, okay? And but it's nonetheless real. Now, people say, well, you know, I scoff at that, like, well, that's just crazy, you know, that's just religious mumbo-jumbo, and, you know, if I don't see it, then I'm not going to believe it. Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, just think about it, folks, logically. Right now, you're listening to a radio broadcast. Did you realize that whether you're listening to this in your car or in your house or sitting at wherever you are, there's radio waves cruising in your room or in your vehicle right now in order for that receiver that you're listening this to pick it up. Do you see them? I don't think so. So therefore, based on your logic, radio does not exist. You can do the same thing with television. Television waves are cruising through, and hey, I guess I don't see it, so I guess it's not real. Hey, folks, we deal with things all the time that are very much real, like television waves, like radio waves. They just operate at a different frequency that our eyes can't currently see. But if you get the right equipment, then you can pick up the signal. It's the same thing with the spirit world, folks. There's ways that, unfortunately, the cult uses them, and it's called getting into an altered state of consciousness, okay? And you can basically become a receiver of the spirit world. And unfortunately, it's not going to be an angel from God, because that's not how God communicates to people. It's going to be from the devil. It's going to be demons. Okay? And so that's what these researchers are saying, Dr. Monteith. You're dealing with something that's not coming from outer space, but inner space, another dimension. Okay? In fact, that's clearly, it's just, I was talking to somebody just today, and it says it's interesting how the researchers, the secular ones, are clearly admitting that you can't even take this serious anymore, this idea that UFOs are coming from outer space. Okay, because it's the evidence is to the contrary. And yet, people continue to buy into this lie. Hollywood continues to promote this lie, that they're coming from, you know, a distant galaxy or some hidden planet. And the ones who are researching it for decades are saying, that's ludicrous. Let me just give you a couple examples. The British Journal Flying Saucer Review, okay, 50 experts, specialists worldwide, okay, they conduct major UFO encounter investigations, okay. Their editor, Gordon Creighton, he says this is a direct quote, he says, there seems to be no evidence yet that any of these craft or beings originate from outer space. Brad Steiger, he says, the chances are very good that, quote, we are dealing with a multidimensional paraphysical phenomenon which is largely indigenous to planet Earth. They're coming from here, folks. They're not coming from out there. Science fiction writer Arthur Clarke, he observes, quote, one theory that can no longer be taken seriously is that UFOs are interstellar spaceships, okay? And again, that's why they're saying that these guys are coming from not outer space, they're coming from inner space, another dimension. And gee willikers, it just happens to fit the same paradigm as what demons, and they travel from another dimension called the spirit world, okay? It's the same thing. And then when they do appear on the scene, Dr. Monteith, very strange, they also appear like demons. One constant theme with UFOs, when they appear on the scene, people have encounters, various encounters with them, is the people are in absolute, utter terror, okay? And just to backtrack a little bit, just to kind of give you guys a little scoop of what's going on, is they've actually, because of the increasing occurrences and things going on with the UFOs and aliens. They've got seven different close encounters. It's not just three or four. It's seven. The first kind is classified as just seeing a UFO. That's a close encounter on the first kind. The second kind is seeing a UFO with physical effects, with heat or radiation or reaction from animals or something like that. Close encounter of the third kind, like the movie, that's seeing an actual alien-type creature. Close encounter of the fourth kind is when you have an abduction experience by one of these UFOs. The fifth one is when you have an actual communication with a UFO or alien, oftentimes by telepathy of those means. Sixth one is when you have an injury or a death that's caused by UFO, and yes, that has happened, folks. And the seventh one is kind of a, that's a whole other topic, is when the occurrences of people claiming that they have been mated with a UFO occupant or an alien, okay? But when they appear, folks, when you have that third encounter, even just sometimes the first encounter, just seeing them, what happens, folks, is they instill absolute massive fear and utter terror, okay, just like a demon does when they appear, okay? And let me give you one of the classic examples. The people, well-known, one of the best-selling authors about UFO encounters, recording his encounters, Whitley Strieber, two of his famous books are Communion and Transformation. And let me just read with you a quote, folks, of one of his encounters, and you tell me if even he, and he's the one experiencing it, okay, secular guy as far as I know, if they're not demonic. He says this, he says, "I became entirely given over to extreme dread. The fear was so powerful that it seemed to make my personality completely evaporate. Whitley ceased to exist. What was left was a body in a state of raw fear so great that it swept about me like a thick, suffocating curtain, turning paralysis into a condition that seemed close to death. I died, and a wild animal appeared in my place. They had changed me, done something to me. I wondered if there was any relationship between my experience and the mystic walk of the shaman or the night ride of the witch. The visitors persisted in my mind like glowing coals. Whatever this was, it had been involved with me for years. I felt their presence. It was palpable. Most upsetting, I could smell them. Increasingly, I felt as if I were entering a struggle that might even be more than life or death. It might be a struggle for my soul, my essence, or whatever part of me that might have reverence to the eternal. And there were worse things than death, I suspected." He says this, "So far, the word demon had never been spoken among the scientists and doctors who were working with me. But alone at night, I wondered about the legendary cunning of demons." And that's what he said. He says, "I couldn't move, I couldn't cry out, I couldn't get away. Whatever was there seemed so monstrous, ugly, filthy, and dark and sinister. Quote, of course they were demons, and I couldn't get away."
And of course, this person isn't even coming from a Christian point of view, but he recognizes the presence of this evil. It's not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen, it's real. And the scriptures warn us to avoid it. Right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, and then just in, you know, let me share with you a couple of the encounters of people who've worked with Whitley Strieber, however you pronounce his last name there. And one is a lady, one of his friends.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called immune support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Against the people who can use Ouija boards and certainly the tarot card, reading the tarot cards, and certainly the people who are diviners who can actually divine. They can actually find water. They can really, they're spiritual diviners, and it really works. It isn't that these things don't work. They do work. But where is the power coming from? We have mediums. We used to have a wonderful program on television. It was a story of Alison Dubois. Oh, this beautiful blonde woman with three children who used to help the district attorney find the bad guys. Wonderful story. There really was an Alison Dubois. She really did work with the district attorney. She did have supernatural power. But we are told in the scriptures to avoid this. And, of course, there's the fortune tellers, the spiritualists. And we are told to avoid these things. Why? It isn't because they don't work, but because they put us in touch with the entities from the other dimension. Pastor Billy, you pick up the story. You were talking about channeling.
Yeah, well, and again, what you're quoting, once again, is in the Bible. And again, is it any wonder they are teaching people to stay away from the Bible? Because then you're going to find out you're being duped demonically. What you were quoting, Dr. Monteith, was Deuteronomy chapter 18. God says to don't do that. Don't have anything to do with anybody who practices divination, sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, casts spells, who's a medium or spiritist, and that's what channeling is, who consults with the dead. And it's not, it says there, it's detestable to God, but it's also, as you rightly said, Dr. Monteith, it opens the doors to the spirit realm, okay, that exists, just like even though you can't see it, it exists, and you're tapping into that. But when you don't, when it's not God's way and it's God's doing, when you do it the devil's way, what God warned about, guys, you're flirting with demons, okay? I've been there, done that. Please don't do that. Okay, but with channeling, basically, you get yourself into an altered state of consciousness. If you study the mystery religions and the occult, there's many different ways that people can get into an altered state of consciousness. You can do that with drugs. It could be even something which is copious amounts of alcohol, but it could be psychotropic drugs. It could be repetitive movement. Many forms of Hinduism does this with repetitive movement, repetitive speech. That's why they're taught to say a mantra over and over and over and over and over and over again, because all of a sudden it becomes a mindless activity, okay? And it's just many different ways that you get into an altered state of consciousness. Another classic one is meditation, breathing exercises that you can do, control your body, and been there, done that, unfortunately. And so what happens is once you get into this altered state of consciousness via one of those ways, okay, then all of a sudden you're going to get contacted, okay? Now, again, all they've done, Dr. Monteith, is they've taken old-fashioned demon possession, okay, and what they do is they've just changed the terminology, you know. That's all it is, you know. So, I mean, if the UFO showed up and says, hey, let's teach you some various techniques so you can be possessed by a demon, you know, nobody's going to do it. But if you come up there and say, hey, this is a technique that's going to help you commune with forces out there so that you could achieve godlike powers and that we could further communicate with you and you could help planet Earth, well, that sounds great.
How about something like Christian yoga? I mean, that's just one of the things they sell in people now. Of course, yoga is an integral part of this, all of this contact with these demonic spirits. But now they call it Christian yoga. So somehow it's that's all right. Well, it's not, nothing to do with Christianity. It's an ancient Eastern technique to contact demons. Go ahead.
Well, absolutely. You go down the rabbit trail. That's a great, great discussion, Dr. Montita. And it's crazy that that's even coming in churches. The irony of that oxymoron, Christian yoga, why don't you just call it for what it is? How about Christian necromancy? Okay? Because that's really what you're doing. Yoga means to yoke. And what you're doing is you're yoking up with the Hindu deities, which are demons, and what it is. And he goes, no, it ain't. It's just exercise. Well, you need to do your research, folks. Those exercises and those body positions are another way to get you into an altered state of consciousness. Okay, you're being duped. Many people who get involved in yoga, although they don't intend to begin to open up doors, spiritual doors, they do. People either get further into Hinduism and into demonic entities, or flat out, they start getting contacted. You might have gone, I don't question your heart, maybe you did want to go do some exercises and what have you, or whatever the reason was. But what you're doing is you're flirting with something that's going to open up the doors to the spirit realm. I tell people all the time, this is, what, you can exercise? No. Hey, how about try something like jumping jacks? Do some sit-ups. As far as I know, those don't get you in an altered state of consciousness, but yoga does. And folks, I'm telling you, they're doing the same thing. They just say, no, this is channeling, or here's one of their favorite terms with the UFOs. They call them walk-ins, that these UFO occupants are now going to walk in you and speak through you, and you are now a channeler. You're a chosen one to help spread this message to planet Earth and prepare humanity for the age of utopia. Excuse me, a walk-in, folks. Read your Bible. It's called demonic possession. It's the same thing, the same lie. They just changed the terminology.
And I'm afraid it's growing in prevalence today, ladies and gentlemen, because our churches are not speaking out. Our people are not being warned. And so many Christians are getting taken in. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we certainly look forward to talking to you. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, we'd love to talk to you about really about whatever you'd like to talk about. If you have something that you'd like to bring up, why, this is an excellent time to do it. Well, right now, of course, we could talk a little bit about what's going on over in Japan. Now, I will tell you what I do know. I do know there's a conscious effort to frighten us. I do know that they are going to utilize what's happened in Japan, which is a terrible tragedy, to push Agenda 21 to try to do away with nuclear power, not only in America, but throughout the world. What about the danger of a radiation here in the United States? I think it is way over exaggerated. I don't believe there's any evidence that there's a serious danger in the United States at the present time. Now, that isn't to say there isn't a serious danger over in Japan, and certainly if the levels that we're getting adjacent to the plant or even a few miles away, as many as 25 miles away from the nuclear power plant are accurate, And ladies and gentlemen, we don't know where they're accurate. All we know is what we read in the newspaper, what we hear on television. And it may or may not be true, but assuming it is true, why, I think that there certainly are very real health hazards over there. Now, as far as here in the United States, why, I do not believe this is a major problem. Will there be some problem as far as a fish are concerned, a fish that are caught right off the coast of Japan? Yes, there may well be, but that will be sometime in the future. And certainly, remember, it's a big ocean, and we exploded the bomb over Hiroshima and Nagasaki back in 1945, and how many people died in America because of the...
Our main website at getalifemedia.com. That's getalifemedia.com. Getalifemedia.com. Or you can just search for my name on the internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
All right, you go right ahead.
Well, and again, one of the greatest researchers, biggest ones, Dr. Jacques Vallée, he says this: I do not believe anymore that are simply the spacecraft.
Pastor Billy, we keep getting that intimate dialing. Is that on your end? Is that on our end?
I don't believe it's on mine.
All right, fine. That's anyway, go right ahead. Maybe somebody who doesn't want to get your message out, go right ahead.
That was one of my thoughts going through my head. So he says this. He says, I do not believe anymore that UFOs are simply the spacecraft of some race of extraterrestrial visitors. This notion is too simplistic to explain their appearance. The frequency of their manifestations through recorded history and the structure of the information exchanged with them during contact. He said an impressive parallel can be made between UFO occupants and the popular conception of demons. He said UFOs can project images or fabricated scenes designed to change our belief systems. Human belief is being controlled and conditioned. Man's concepts are being rearranged, and we may be headed, he says, towards a massive change of human attitudes towards paranormal abilities and extraterrestrial life, i.e. they're deceiving us, he says. Now, here's what's really freaky and very eye-opening. He says when we start to take a look at these abduction occurrences, he said the medical examination, when we start looking at the people who have these examinations while they've been abducted, he said, are not only a type of a sadistic manipulation in the encounters, he says, quote, but they're reminiscent of medieval tales of encounters with demons.
Pastor Billy, I don't know whether we're getting demonic interference here, just accidental, but I'm going to ask you to hang up, and I'm going to have my producer call you right back again, just in case it's just accidental electronics. So if you wouldn't mind hanging up, and we'll call you right back. Well, I think what your information putting out is so vitally important. So
sure,
we'll go right ahead, and we'll be back again in just a moment with Pastor Billy. You just sort of scoff at that sort of thing. Oh, well, my goodness, it must be just a natural electronic glitch, and maybe that's all that it is. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. There really are people who can contact the demonic world through their Ouija boards. There really are people who can read tarot cards. There really are people. You remember Hillary Clinton when she got to the White House. What was the first thing she did? Why, she brought in Jean Houston to conjure up the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mahatma Gandhi. You remember when Hillary Clinton was running for the presidency against Barack Obama? Did you ever hear anybody ever mention that Hillary was calling in a certain medium to actually conjure up spirits in the White House? How could you block out something like that, Chris, when somebody's running for the White House? Well, maybe it's because there are powerful forces that are directing our political process, and certain things, of course, having to do with the supernatural, will never be mentioned. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, again, the secular researchers are saying, you know, basically the same thing, that you're dealing with demonic entities. And again, where I left off is with the abduction. This is what I find absolutely fascinating, is those who are having these abduction encounters and saying that they have a, quote, medical examination on them. The researchers are saying that, gee whiz, what they do to these people, if you do the research, is very reminiscent of the medieval tales of encounters with demons. And listen to this. This is very eye-opening. He says that it's identical, the behavior, what they do to people, of the initiation rituals that is performed on people in the occult. Okay, it's identical to the occult initiation rituals. Okay. Now, it's not only eye-opening and freaky and scary when you take a look at it, but that's, again, who you're dealing with. But give me a break, folks. You mean to tell me these things are supposed aliens, they're coming from outer space, from the other side of the galaxy, and it just so happens that you do sadistic, manipulative examinations on people, and it just so happens to follow virtually verbatim, identical to the initiation ritual behavior that people perform on other people in the occult. Give me a break. Okay, but again, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Over, I got a whole list here to try to move on to get to another point. But researchers are flat out just saying you're dealing with demonic entities. This is demons. You look at the demons throughout history; it's the exact same thing. They're acting like them. They're speaking like them. They're affecting people just like demons. On and on and on it goes. Okay, and again, another point to bring up is what's an interesting thing is that people. Who often have these encounters with UFOs, there's also an interesting historical background with these people. Okay, the people who have these encounters, by and large, the researchers are stating, folks, either themselves have a background in some sort of occult practice that God warned about in Deuteronomy 18 we talked about earlier, or somebody in their family did. Okay, one researcher, he states this. He says, there is an inordinately high percentage of abductees that have had previous experience with the occult. And he gives an example. He says, I remember when I was younger and I was into seances and necromancy and psychokinesis and astral projection. And he said, one night I looked into the sky and I saw a very bright light that moved at an extremely high rate of speed and made a sudden and severe change in direction during its flight. He said it moved extremely fast and accelerated out of sight as it moved high into the night sky and disappeared. I saw this with my own eyes, but it doesn't stop there. During my occult days, I was also saw many other unusual manifestations, heard voices and saw things move. I could go on, but suffice it to say that I confirmed the findings of those who experience UFO phenomena, and they are very often involved in the occult. He said this is alarming and a major warning. He said my conclusion is that the UFO phenomenon is occultic in origin and demonically based. I do not believe there is life on other planets, and I suspect that what has been manifested is nothing more than a great deception that is slowly enveloping mankind. And again, Dr. Monteith, that's a common thread that the secular researchers, decades of research, are saying it almost appears, outside of all this weird demonic behavior, it's almost like these guys are conditioning us like cattle going through a stall, that like we're all being herded in this one direction to think what they want us to think. And, of course, it's pushing us into what the Bible says, the Antichrist kingdom. Okay? But then another one is not only do they possess like demons, okay, and they deceive people like demons, they teach people false teachings like demons, okay, and they could appear with great terror or with a false euphoria, etc., like demons, etc., etc. They not only do things to people that's similar to the occult nation rituals, but, folks, this one is like, give me a break. Not only do they possess people, just like demons, but can you guess how they have discovered, even secular research, to my knowledge, there is a way to get rid of these beings, these UFOs and their occupants. There is a way to get rid of them if they do happen to come your way. And Dr. Monk, it just so happens that it's this. When you can command them in the name of Jesus Christ to leave, and they do. Now give me a break. That's exactly what the Bible says is our guard against the evil one, is that there is no other name under heaven, Jesus Christ, by which men might be saved, and there's no other name under heaven, Jesus Christ, by which demons must obey and flee.
And, you know, I'm sure you've come under, at times in your work, have come under demonic oppression. I know I have, and I've found that if you want to get rid of those demons and get them to quit bothering you, if you simply tell them to go away, they're not going to go away. But if you command them, if you are a Christian, you command them in the name and the blood of Jesus Christ to leave you alone, they will leave you alone. I mean, it's the most amazing phenomenon. First time I ever realized this, I was running for Congress many years ago and got to give a major talk at a church. And I really just had this feeling of certainty for voting. And the minister said, oh, well, he said, that's the most normal thing in the world. That's just demonic oppression. And he led me in a prayer, and I never forgotten it. I've used it a few times since then when I've come under oppression. I'm sure you have as well, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. And it's exactly the same thing. It's understanding who we are as a Christian in Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we no longer belong to the evil one. We belong to God. We are his children. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. And you're absolutely right. It's standing on the authority of the Bible and the name and the power of the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, and he is, the Bible says, the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and that one day every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he's Lord over all. And that includes the demons, and they know it. And again, folks, why do you think that through this whole common thread, they don't talk smack about Muhammad, Buddha, Confucius, any other religion on the planet? They promote that stuff, okay? But they mock Jesus, they mock the Bible. Why do you think? Okay, but again, Dr. Mati, give me a break. The one thing that you can do to get rid of these things is to command them in the name of Jesus Christ, leave. Come on, folks, it's stacking up. You're clearly dealing with a demonic entity, okay? And let me give you one actual encounter, and this is a lady that I know personally, from Oregon. That's all I'm just going to say. I won't give her name out. And I've only spoken to her several times, kind of gave her an interview, and she gave me her testimony and got permission to share it. And here's what she had shared about learning how you can command them in the name of Jesus Christ to leave. She said, my twin sister and brother and I were left alone for the day on our farm in Oregon. I was 8 years old. My brother was 12 years old. The day was hot. We were playing in our front yard when we heard strange humming noises and saw shadows come across the lawn. At first, I thought it was airplanes, but my brother said, they are back. And I asked him and he said, these strange things that come and visit you, but you have to run and hide. You know, being in the front yard, there were trees and shrubbery, but there really wasn't anywhere to hide. I don't know why we didn't go inside. She says, it was only a matter of minutes when these objects landed in our field and another field right outside our own on the other side of the fence that grew grain. My brother told my sister and I to hide, and we frantically tried finding a spot, but we couldn't. These creatures were everywhere. I mean, they were in droves, she said. She said we stopped at the mimosa tree and decided to let destiny fall where it may, not knowing anything else to do. While the other same creatures surrounded the house, three of them approached us. They tried talking to us and to go in with them, and my brother told us not to because we would never return. How he knew that, she says, I don't know, but I think something happened to him before. And he said they do sexual things to you. And my brother said the only thing to get these creatures away is by saying out loud, not thinking it, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave. And she said, we did. And, quote, as soon as we said those words, the three left immediately. In fact, apparently they hightailed it out of there. And she says, as one of them tripped on the gravel, left a scuff mark going to a pod that was in the other farm's land. We watched all of them take off, especially the one where the creatures boarded. The sound became intense like a whirling, and then extreme heat, and then they took off, kind of midway, stopped in the sky, and then shot off into the clouds. And then she makes this interesting quote, Dr. Montes, she says, that's when I knew they hid in the clouds. And then I thought that was interesting, because if you know your Bible, once again, the thing that they tell you, you know, don't look at, in the book of Ephesians, two different times, it talks about the clouds and who's in the clouds and the air. It says this, speaking about Satan, the prince of the power of the air in chapter 2, who is now working in the sons of disobedience. Ephesians chapter 6, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Okay, and that's very interesting. And so she concludes her testimony, Dr. Manchi. She says, I can tell you this, they obey God's word. Interesting. So you come all the way across the universe. Okay, you're supposed to be some sort of higher evolved race, but you do freaky things to people. Everything that you do and act and say repeats demonic behavior. And when we say, as Christians, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to leave, you do. It's like, come on, folks, once again. If it walks like a demon, talks like a demon, acts like a demon, is rebuked in the name of Jesus Christ like a demon, I'm kind of thinking we're dealing with demons here. But again, Dr. Mateet, I think part of their deception is the ultimate deception. And you put all this together, and you're going, well, why? Why are they doing all this? Well, folks, I'm telling you, they have become, and I believe it's been in stage for the last 150 years, since the birth of the lie of evolution with Charles Darwin back in the mid-1800s, it's now coming to pass. These entities, UFOs, aliens, are going to be, overnight, instantaneous, the absolute perfect excuse to explain away the rapture of the church. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, says this, I can tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not rise to meet him ahead of those who are in their graves. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the call of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, all the Christians who have died will raise from the graves. Then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and remain with him forever. Okay? And that's just one classic passage where the Bible talks about the rapture or the evacuation of Christians from the earth right before God's wrath is poured out in the world. Okay? But little do people know that the ETs are going to be used to become the absolute perfect excuse to explain away the rapture of the church. They're going to say, no, it's not God coming to get his church, his people. No. It's the UFOs coming to save us, okay? And again, folks, because you got to put yourself, if you will, in the devil's shoes for a second, okay? Christians have been talking about you need to repent. You need to get right with God. You need to receive his love and forgiveness through Jesus Christ. He's done it all for you. It's right there if you would just receive, okay? And the Bible says that because of that, we're not appointed unto God's wrath. It's great news, okay? But if all of a sudden, millions of people, literally, family, friends, who were Christians, literally did disappear from the planet, okay? I mean, you would think, people in mass, Dr. Montes, would go, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. Man, what? Why in the world did I listen, number one? But you know what? How do you deny that? Those Christians were right. They were absolutely right. I better get right with God now. It's too bad. I had to wait this long, but I better get right with God right now. How do you deny that? Mm-mm. Not when you got this lie that's been working on us for the last 150 years called UFOs. And it isn't just a theory, folks, that I got. And it isn't just what the Scripture teaches. Okay? It's the exact same lying message, okay, that the UFO people are trying to get us to believe, that this is not the rapture of the church. This event is not God coming to get his people. It is the UFOs trying to come save us, okay? And let me give you some direct quotes. I got a ton of them. I don't think I'm going to get through all of them. And this is back, I still have this resource that back in the days when I was in New Age. One lady, real famous, a New Ager, her name is Barbara Marciniak. And she says that there's going to be great shiftings within humanity on this planet. And it will seem that great chaos and turmoil are forming. Nations rising against each other in war. Earthquakes are happening more frequently. Sounds like today, doesn't it? Earth is shaking itself free, she says, and a certain realignment or adjustment period is to be expected. She says, listen to this direct quote. And this is a message that she says is coming from these aliens. The people who leave the planet during the time of the earth changes do not fit here any longer. They are stopping the harmony of the earth. When the time comes that perhaps 20 million people leave the planet at one time, there will be a tremendous shift in consciousness for those who are remaining. You betcha there will. But again, folks, what they're saying is the time of change is coming on this planet. All the chaos, all the turmoil. That's not the seven-year tribulation that Jesus warned about. No. That's just Mother Earth cleansing herself. And oh, by the way, those people who instantaneously disappear all over the planet, hey, don't worry. Our space brothers beating them up on their ships. You are a chosen one. You're fortunate to stay behind.
Of course, unfortunately, those are the people who were left behind. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Pastor Belli, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the fascinating program.
Well, let me just give you one more example. I've got tons of examples. Barbara Mosinic is not the only one who is promoting this excuse to explain away the rapture. Another channeler who, again, this is supposed to be...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
Be going on today. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is a supernatural world out there. Pastor Billy, thank you very much for being with us. Really appreciate it and look forward to talking to you real soon again.
Thank you again, Dr. Monty.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, we were having this repeated interruption in the program. You know, we'd have the dialing, you'd hear this. And finally, something, I just turned off my head to the board, and I commanded that the demons stop that in the name of the blood of Jesus Christ, and suddenly, it stopped. Coincidence? Perhaps. I don't think so. I really believe that was demonic interference. You can say it was just coincidence. We live in a visible world, but there's an invisible world. We live a tangible world, but there's an intangible world. To understand what's going on today, let me suggest Pastor Billy Crone's 10 DVD series, Part 1, Part 2, The Final Countdown, where he covers many of the things we're talking about tonight. Part 1 of The Final Countdown, Part 2 of The Final Countdown. He's written a wonderful book dealing with The Final Countdown. We recommend it. He has a great 8 DVD series on evolutions called Fearful Creation, Part 1, Part 2. And this is available to Radio Liberty. We hope that you'll want to get this information and go over it repeatedly. You need this information. We have his 4 DVD set on RFID, is of course this idea that everybody on Earth will be tagged and numbered. And they already are doing that. They're actually beginning to issue RFID ID cards to all 1.2 billion people in India and 1.3 or 4 billion people in China. And of course, they are certainly, with the satellites, they're identifying the location of every home in the world. More and more people are getting cell phones. That's not so you can communicate. That's so they can listen in on your programs. And certainly when you have your a laptop DVD, remember, of course, it has a camera and a microphone on it. The new ones do. And, of course, isn't it wonderful? You can talk to your friends. You can see them. But, of course, there's software so that they can watch you when, of course, your laptop is turned off. They can do the same thing with your cell phone if it's open at all. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's just like George Orwell. This is not imaginary. It's real. Everybody in the world has a number. They have their video cameras every place. Everybody has cards of all sorts, so they can track everything you buy. They are collecting dossiers on you. The FBI and the DARPA have dossiers on you. They're collecting informants all across America under a program known as InfraGuard. InfraGuard. Look it up on the Internet. Don't take my word for it. Understand that the surveillance society is here. And, of course, they have the satellites up in the sky. They have their fusion centers where they correlate the dossiers. Understand this is all part of a long-range plan that goes back thousands of years to the point in Revelation where it talks about the time will come when you'll neither be able to buy or sell unless you have a mark or be known by the number of his name. And that is, of course, the number of the beast. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we live in very, very dangerous times. What I plead to you is understand this is a spiritual battle. If you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, why, you better think about it. Please go to our website and look up the story of Jesus. And then look at the other section we have on our website. How do you know you're saved? We've added these recently, first of all, because we think it's vitally important. At this time in history that we begin to stress more the spiritual aspect of what's going on, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for the people over there in Israel. They're going to come under terrible persecution. There's going to be a war in that area. Without God's intervention, there are going to be terrible casualties. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. This is Dr. Stan back here, and just with us on the line from Israel is Cheryl Hancock, who's over there, and she certainly is working there, certainly as a journalist, to keep us appraised of what's going on in the Holy Land. And, Christy, it's been a marked increase in the tempo of violence in the Holy Land. Almost on a daily basis, there are new acts of violence. Certainly, there have been, within the last week, somewhere between 40 and 50 very sophisticated missiles were sent in from Hamas, were fired from the south. And, of course, Hamas has never had sophisticated missiles before. But suddenly Hamas has very sophisticated missiles. And many of these are hitting not far from Tel Aviv, Beersheba. I had a couple of missiles. But in one day, I think it was 48 missiles came in. We're talking about within the last couple of weeks. You're not hearing a lot about this here in the United States, but the tempo of violence in Israel is picking up. Cheryl, thanks very much for being with us. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, hi. It's good to be here with you. There's a whole lot going on. As a matter of fact, when I got back, I was actually in America just for a short while. I got back, and it was so hard to catch up with all the attacks on Israel. We don't hear about this in the States so much. But after returning, of course, there was a bus bomb that a lot of people didn't hear about. One lady was killed from the UK on that bus bomb. 49 people were injured. And then there was a mortar attack that came in. There was a family, actually, that was slaughtered that a lot of people didn't hear about in a village. And it was slaughtered by Palestinians. And we're talking about baby kids. We're talking about a 3-month-old. Whose neck was slashed, and they were stabbed in the heart. It was a horrible, brutal murder that happened here in Israel. But after that, there were attacks, just so many attacks coming in from Gaza. That one day, there was 50 attacks that happened in 15 minutes. And now, yesterday, it started up again. So we're having a lot of attacks people aren't hearing about, but we're Israel's trying to figure out what they're going to do about it. Yes, they are going in. They're stopping some of these places that they're attacking from. But there's a lot of work to do to get it all stopped.
Well, the thing is that Israel really is a very peaceful place. We've been there a number of times in the past as tourists, and suddenly there was very, very little violence. But this all seems to have changed. What is it about the last month when the temple violence has been picking up, would you say, the last couple of months?
Yeah, you're right. No, it's been about the past month. It's really picked up. Even maybe less than that. But as we know, there's a lot of things that have been switching around here. We know about the demonstrations that have been happening. We know about the ships that came from Iran that went to Syria. We know that there's more weapons going through Egypt into Gaza Strip now, and that is a problem. That's where a lot of the rockets are coming from. They have warheads on them that are so dangerous, as you mentioned once before. So, yes, it has picked up.
And so there's an increasing tempo of violence in Israel. Of course, you're not hearing about it. Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, so much of what we get to the media is totally manipulated. And someone once said, you know, your minds are molded, your tastes are formed, your ideas suggested, largely by people you've never heard of. And of course, what they're really talking about is the fact that there is a control over the media in America today. Go right ahead, Sarah. So what's the attitude of the Jewish people there?
Well, people have had to run into their bomb shelters recently, as you can imagine. You never know when these rockets are going to hit. So people have been ordered into their bomb shelters. Schools have been closed. People cannot leave their homes. Where are they going to go? And I interviewed one lady. She said, if I leave my home, who's going to buy it? Where am I going to go? If Gaza, the Palestinians move in further, they're just going to shoot at us from a closer point. Right now, as you said, mentioned, they're shooting up into Ashkelon, up into Ashdod, which is really close to Tel Aviv. They heard the sirens in Rishon LeZion, which is very close to Tel Aviv. So they say they have rockets, and we do believe them. They have rockets that can practically reach Jerusalem now. So we're in a very dangerous situation. The people are trying to get on the government to do more, but the government is doing much of what it can do right now at this point.
All right, fine. Well, basically, certainly we'll be talking with Cheryl in just a moment here. Bring us abreast of what's really going on in the Holy Land, information you're not getting from the media. Well, the tempo of violence is increasing there and all throughout the Middle East. Go right ahead, Cheryl. And certainly people are concerned. I know my wife talked to a gentleman. He's an American. Moved to Israel about a year and a half ago. He's Jewish. His wife was not Jewish. But they're living in Beersheba, and apparently there were a couple of missiles that came in there, certainly within a short period of time, both very close to their home, and they're coming back to the States. The wife is very afraid, with good justification.
Yeah, it's very difficult because we want the Jewish people to come to their homeland and to be able to live here in peace, and the Jewish people want to live in peace. And that's where it gets very tricky because here they come, they want to live in peace, they start building their houses and their jobs and start a life, and all of a sudden these attacks come, and that's what the attacks are about. It's about terrorizing them to the point where they stop, or the attacks are to the point of terrorizing us till we stop our work and our jobs and give up and let them do what they're going to do. Just yesterday, there was a rocket that hit a school bus. Now, here it's targeted a school bus. They figured school kids were on it, and yes, there was one school kid, a teenager, that was shot, and so was the bus driver. Thank God there was only one child on that bus. But yes, the rockets have hit in their Beersheba. And now we have what is called the Iron Dome. And this Iron Dome yesterday actually stopped a rocket from hitting into Ashkelon. So this Iron Dome goes up, it takes out the rocket, and so that stopped one of the attacks. But how many attacks can it stop at once? How many attacks, if Gaza shot at once, the same time as Hezbollah from the north shot, how many attacks can we stop? It's a very hard situation.
What is this Iron Dome? Is it some sort of a laser system? Is it an anti-ballistic missile system? Or does anybody really know?
Well, you're asking the wrong person, but I know that this Iron Dome will take out, I've seen it on television to where it shows the picture of as the rocket comes to Israel, it will go up and fire against that rocket and blow it up out of the sky.
Is this something rather new? Is this an arrow or something out of a ballistic missile system? Or is this something new or more sophisticated? Or do we really know? Because certainly all we knew, what they had was simply the arrow out of a ballistic missile system, which was ours.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, I know that this was the first time that this system has ever been used in the world. So they said that this is something that is brand new, and it is something that was very successful yesterday. It stopped a short-range Grad missile from hitting Ashkelon. So they were very happy that it did that. But the question that remains is how many can be fired at one time when rockets come into Israel? We need more protection in Israel.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Cheryl is talking about just yesterday why they fired an anti-ballistic missile of some sort, and the new missiles that are coming in from Hamas, these are missiles they haven't had before. Hamas has really had sort of almost homemade missiles, and they would lob them into the southern part of Israel, 4 or 5 or 10 miles into Israel, but they were never really well aimed or... But now they seem to have a large number. Now, this is Hamas in the south, not Hezbollah in the north. But now in the south, they have a very sophisticated Russian-made missile. They're going, 20, 30, 50 miles into Israel? How far are they going?
Yeah, well, I don't know exactly how far, but it was definitely 30 kilometers, one hit. But they can go further than that.
All right.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, for the first time yesterday, they used an entirely different, new anti-ballistic missile system. Cheryl doesn't know exactly what it is. They call it the Iron Dome, but I suspect it's probably a laser, something of that sort, but apparently it worked very well. And as they threw a missile was fired into Israel from Hamas, apparently it took the missile down. But Cheryl is raising the question. Well, that's all very well and good, but what happens when 10 missiles come at one time? What do you do? Well, if this is a laser system, they'll be able to take down hundreds at a time. If it's not a laser system, if it's simply a traditional, missile hitting a missile or exploding close to a missile, why, of course, they lob in 1,000 or 10,000 missiles at one time. There's no way Israel can survive. So it's very interesting that now, for the first time, they're using this new system. Now, we've been saying for some time, based upon what Avi Lipkin had told us, that there is a system known as the Nautilus. Has anybody talked about the Nautilus there at all, Cheryl?
No, I haven't heard about
it. Well, of course, the Nautilus, you can look it up on the Internet, and it is a laser system, and it will work. And it will work very efficiently, and I said it can either be land-based, it can be based on a 747, it can be satellite-based, and it could take out literally hundreds of missiles at one time. Is it operational? Nobody will say. It's top secret, and I suspect that whatever happened yesterday was top secret. Did they simply talk about it, or did they just tell you something happened? They didn't go into a great deal of detail about it. But they're certainly not talking at all about the Nautilus system there in Israel, are they?
No, they're not talking about that, not as far as I know at this point. They are talking about making an airport down in the Jezreel Valley, and as most of us know, that is where Armageddon, the mountain of Megiddo, or Armageddon, as it states in the Bible in Revelation, is located. And people are protesting against making of this strip, this landing strip there, because it will tear up the Jezreel Valley, which is very beautiful and flourishing with, vegetables and fruit. And so this is a new thing that came up this week. So things as you said, there's things going on we don't know about, and we're hearing bits and pieces of things coming in, a lot more than you're hearing there in the West, but still it's bits and pieces for us.
Well, because I personally believe that preparations are being made for a major war in the Near East. Now, whether it's going to happen in a matter of weeks or months or maybe even several years, but I think most of the countries over there are going to be joining the radical Islamic camp. I think that when the dust settles after so many of these countries fall, why the Muslim Brotherhood or a similar radical Islamic Jihad movement will be in charge. What is the impression there in Israel about the turmoil there that you've seen the fall of Egypt? At least Egypt was not your frank enemy until recently, but now apparently things seem to have changed. Tunisia, certainly the foment in Libya, and then the unrest in Syria and in Jordan and Bahrain, and the shift of what's gone on in Lebanon as far as the Hezbollah taking control there, and what's happening with Turkey. Are the Jewish people aware of the profound shift in political alignments all throughout the Near East and the Middle East?
Well, yeah, absolutely. People are watching very closely what's going on, and it's a very coincidental that it all happened at one time where all these people started demonstrating in these different countries. It almost seems there's something underneath that. Of course, us as Christians know that, you know, we have an enemy also, and Israel has an enemy, the Jewish people have an enemy. But besides that, Israel is worried about, and I should say concerned, about who will take over when, as you said, the dust settles. Will it be a more extreme regime than they have now? And many people are thinking yes, that it could be, and you may have heard of the Muslim Brotherhood, who is already a part of the government, the new government, in Egypt, and is looking to take over. I heard they're part of Libya already. And these people believe in Sharia law across the world. So these young people you're seeing that want democracy, that's fine. That means they want to be able to vote who they want into power. But they also, most of them want a more strict law because they don't like the Western laws. They're too loose. They didn't like Mubarak having peace agreements with Israel. They don't like the West. They don't like America. They don't like Israel. And so they are against us. And they still, you hear them chanting Allah Akbar, which means our God is greatest, Allah. And so you see these people, they're not just your liberal everyday teenager or young person. They're people that want the Sharia law, that want to be more radical as far as their beliefs, but also they want to be able to vote in who they want. So we got to look out for the Muslim Brotherhood or who takes their place in these different countries.
Well, now, we've been talking to Barry Shamish, who's an Israeli investigative reporter living here in the United States. He was saying that on Facebook, a number of Facebook pages are calling for a massive march of the Muslims on Israel on the 15th, I guess it is, of May, Israel Independence Day. Have you heard anything at all about that? Apparently, of course, these Facebook pages of, you know, hundreds of thousands of Muslims reading them, calling upon this massive march on Israel on the 15th of May. Any word there in Israel about that? Cheryl, any mention in Israel about that? Cheryl, are you there? Well, I wonder if we lost Cheryl, like Cheryl had called us. And Ed, is there any sign of Cheryl? Well, I'm going to have to, I'm going to hang up and maybe she can call us back again. A line is lit up, but doesn't do any good. Let's if we can't hear her, she probably had that. We lost Cheryl, so hopefully she's going to give us a call back and we'll get her back on again. But basically, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that in many ways, Israel is the key to so much of what's going on in the world today. Now, why God chose Israel to be important, I don't know. But I do know that Israel is important, plays an important part in God's plan, that God, thousands of years ago, after the dispersal of the Jewish people, called and prophesied that the Jewish people would be returning to the Holy Land. Now they've been gone for 2,000 years. They're back there now. And we give all sorts of explanations for it. You could talk about Zionism, and you can talk about the Rothschilds, and you can talk about the occult influence. Doesn't really matter, of course, why this is happening. It is happening, and I believe it is happening because God has called for this to happen at this time in history. What most people don't understand is that nothing really happens by accident. Everything comes by intention. And right now, of course, we have hopefully Cheryl calling back in again. So if you're out there in the listening audience, please pray that she's able to get through. Those of you who listened to our last hour know that we had a lot of interference. We just couldn't get, and of course we were having difficulty hearing Pastor Billy, and so when he was talking, I simply turned off my my board here and simply prayed that the demonic forces that were interfering would actually allow us to have a good, clear discussion with Billy. And after that, why, of course, everything got better. Well, suddenly, Cheryl's gone, and we can't get her back, and I'm just not sure what's going on. Hopefully, things will clear up, but if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, we'll open up our lines and be glad to talk to you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, although we may very well have Cheryl coming back on. I see she's called back in again, and there's Ed, who's on the board, has picked that up, so hopefully we'll be able to connect with Cheryl. And certainly all we're getting is just silence, unfortunately. So obviously somebody is blocking our communication. So if you're out there in the listening audience would like to talk to us, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll just do open lines until either Cheryl gets back on or the hour is over. I do not have anything prepared. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But ladies and gentlemen, amazing things are happening today. You'll remember it was just a couple of months ago, massive earthquake there in Chile, and then of course, a massive earthquake in New Zealand in Christchurch, and certainly almost a third of the town was destroyed. And of course, we saw just a terrible problems there as far as the situation was concerned in New Zealand, and then of course the massive volcanic eruptions taking place on Kilauea volcano there in Hawaii, and then of course suddenly we saw just within the last 10 days a massive earthquake off the shores of Burma. It affected hundreds of homes were lost in both China and Burma because of that quake. And then this massive earthquake that we've actually seen, and of course this was in a massive earthquake that took place in off the coast of Japan that caused the massive tidal wave. Are these things happening by accident? Are they happening because of man? Are they supernatural? Well, let's go to George calling us from Cincinnati. Hi, George. How are you doing?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In their own countries, if they really could get it together and march to Israel, I wouldn't doubt that they would do something like this, but it is causing incitement.
All right, fine. Well, basically, we have a couple of people calling in. We have Tony and we have Donna. If either Tony or Donna have a question for Cheryl, why we'd be glad to put them on. Otherwise, because we'll certainly want to talk to Cheryl. But if either Tony or Donna have questions, well, Ed can check with them. And if so, why we'll let them be on with her, Cheryl. But, you know, certainly I'm glad that the thing is that the Israeli people must be feeling very uncertain. When you have something like this, certainly the military is going to have to do something. They're either going to have to simply give up the battle or they're going to have to take violent action. I don't want to see the end of the Muslims hurt. I don't want to see them damaged. And yet, of course, everything is being done to stir the Muslims up for a confrontation with Israel. And the Israeli people are going to have to knuckle under, or they're going to have to resort to violence in return. This is not the way we'd like to see it, but it seems like these things are happening spontaneously, and I don't know they're going to have to meet force with force. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I have talked and interviewed some of the Muslims here. I work with all people groups, and some of the Muslims. One guy was from Islamic Jihad. He actually was involved in killing Jewish people before he decided to stop being Islamic Jihad. He had actually became a Christian afterwards. I asked him on the radio, what does it take for Israel to stop? What do they need to do for the Muslim people to stop attacking Israel? What would give Israel peace? What do they need to do? And my friend looked at me and he said, you know what? If they would leave, that's when there's going to be peace. Otherwise, there's not going to be any peace. So our brother, our Christian brother who used to be a Muslim, who was actually going to be a sheikh, a Muslim sheikh, knows that there will not be any peace. This is going to continue until they wipe out Israel. That's what they think. Or we know what's going to happen, actually, because there's going to be an interception, and it's going to be our Lord. But this is what they're working at. So
well,
there is not going to be any peace. In the
my fear is an awful lot of people are going to get killed in the meantime, both Jewish people and Muslim people, and I don't want to see any of them die. Well, let's simply go to see Tony is on the line. Tony, do you have a question for our guest at all this evening and for Cheryl?
Let's just make it fast. I read a story on something called EPCAFile.com, and it was reporting that in Libya, the so-called rebels that the United States are backing. They have a bit of success in Benghazi, and they captured thousands of military shells that were for biological and chemical, and that they sold them to Hamas and Hezbollah. I haven't seen this story verified anywhere, but I was wondering if there's been any mention of that in the Israeli media.
Have you heard any tell about that? The Libyans had actually sold shells, I suppose they must be missile heads, something of that sort, with chemical and biological agents, and then sold them to either Hamas or Hezbollah. Had you heard anything about that or not? Cheryl, you're back again. We seem to be having trouble with Cheryl. She is using a different type of communication. Let's see if we what's going to happen. Well, let's go to our caller from Donna from New Orleans. Hi, Donna. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. My question concerns, I heard that the Egyptians live on $2 a day, and that's part of the reason for the uprising there. Do you know if that's true? Because if that's true, how can they afford to have a computer and be on Internet?
Hold that thought. Well, let's get Cheryl's thought on that. Just you hang on there. We're going to put you on permanent hold here. And we're going to go to Cheryl. Let's see. We have Cheryl back on the line. We have Donna calling us from New Orleans. She said that she had heard that actually many of the people over there in Egypt are only making $2 a day. And she's asking, if they're only making $2 a day, how could they be on the Internet? I think it should be pretty obvious. Most of them are not, but certainly when you're dealing with a country with 70 to 100 million people in it, there's going to be a middle class there that would have access to the Internet. But an awful lot of the people in the Arab countries are terribly poor, aren't they, Cheryl?
Yes, that's true. Even in the West Bank, they make between $200 and $300 a day, a month, excuse me. And in Egypt, I'm not quite sure what they make. I know they're very poor. I was there in Cairo. I saw the living conditions of a lot of people. So they don't make much money. But the prices in those areas also are a lot lower.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I think one of the big problems, of course, in Egypt is the fact that people could eke out an existence even at $2 a day, but the price of food, the price of fuel, things of that sort has gone up dramatically within the last few months, simply because America's been exporting its inflation throughout the rest of the world, and this has raised the price of food. I think this is one reason, at least, I've heard, for the unrest in Egypt. Had you heard that, Cheryl?
Yeah, it sure has gone up. And this is the reason why people are demonstrating, because the regime, the leadership is so corrupt. We're giving a lot of money to some of these countries, and the money is not trickling down to the people. They're not, just like the West Bank, they're not making places for the people to work. They're not helping the people with that money. They're just actually making militia to fight. And so what they're doing is not helping the people in these other countries that you're talking about now, Egypt and different places. They're not getting down to the people. So the people are mad at the government. They want the government out. That's why they want to vote. They want a democracy. They want to put in there who they think is going to treat them better. But they better watch out, because they don't know who's going to come in next to take over and how they're going to treat them.
And of course, the thing is, it may be bad now, but you just wait, and when we get the new government in, it's probably going to be worse. And certainly, I think this... Donna, did you have anything else you wanted to ask? Certainly, I think that it's very, very few.
Well, if prices are cheaper, like to buy a computer, how much would a computer be over there?
I live in Israel. I don't live in Egypt, so I'm not sure what they pay for computers over there.
Well, why are the prices cheaper in Israel for a computer and to get
on
the
internet?
No,
they're not cheaper. No, they're more expensive, a lot more expensive here.
So things are really tough over in Israel. A lot of the people living there are really having a hard time getting by in Israel, although they're a lot better off in Israel. At least they have jobs over in the Palestinian part, in the West Bank. A lot of the Palestinians are having real problems. What's the unemployment rate over in the West Bank? Do you have any idea? Cheryl?
In the West Bank, it's very, very high. As a matter of fact, when I go into Jerusalem, I'll see people at the checkpoint waiting for someone to pick them up and take them to any construction site, any job. So Israel gives these Palestinians permission to come into Israel so that they can work, because their own government is not giving them work, enough work. And that's the problem. As a matter of fact, Palestinians tried to rebel against their government, tried to demonstrate, but it was squelched right off. Many people were beaten. Many people were shut. They were actually put into a prison and made to be quiet about what their government's doing. So, yes, there's problems with them getting jobs. They see the money going into the pocket of their leadership, but they can't do anything about it. Once they say something, then they get beat for it.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got Cheryl who's calling us from Israel and from Jerusalem, bringing us up to date with what's going on. She's pointing out the very, very high rate of unemployment among the Palestinians in the West Bank, and certainly that a lot of Palestinians do come into Israel, and they're just to get a job. I mean, at least they get some income so they can take care of their families, but the Palestinian authorities are totally corrupt now, at least in Israel, why most people have jobs. And even though the living standards are not as high as they are here in America, how would you compare living standards for the average person living in Israel compared with the living standards here in the United States, Cheryl?
Well, the jobs, they have a very high unemployment rate, just like we do in America. But the price for everything, the prices are much higher here. As a matter of fact, gas is $8 a gallon at least. And so you can imagine these people are trying to work. That's why most of the people have one car, if they have a car in the family, and the rest of the people take buses. They have to make do with what they have. But I tell you, when you talk to the Palestinian people or the Arab people that are Israelis, that have Israeli citizenship, and you ask them, who would you rather live under, the Palestinian Authority or the Israeli government? They say the Israeli government. Because you have a medical system under Israeli government. You have a government that treats the people good. They're trying to be equal with the people as much as possible. Yes, they have problems, but still it's a much better government to live under instead of the Palestinian Authority.
And these are Palestinians you're talking about?
Yes.
And so basically we live in a world gone mad where the Palestinians would rather live under the Israeli government than they'd rather live under their own government, because their own government's so corrupt. And even though I'm sure the Israeli government is not perfect, it's certainly a lot better from the Palestinians' point of view than their own government in the West Bank. So, and then, of course, what about Hamas? How does Hamas treat the people?
Hamas has imposed Sharia law in the West Bank, in Gaza. And so much so that they cannot have the UN camps, the United Nations camps, where you have boys and girls at the summer camps come together and play. They actually bomb the camps because they do not agree with boys and girls playing together. They actually bomb the internet stores, the music stores, because they don't want anything from the West coming over into in Gaza Strip. And they close down all the salons where men would touch women's hair. Men are not allowed to touch women's hair. If a woman's piece of hair is shown, she's allowed to be beat by people in the street. So this Sharia law, they are starting to impose in areas that they have control over in the West Bank. As a matter of fact, there was a cell of five men that were just arrested in the West Bank last night. So here you have Hamas, who is supposed to be only in the Gaza Strip, but they're all over the West Bank, where you have Fatah, which is under Abu Mazen, the Palestinian Authority, running the West Bank. And now Hamas and Fatah are fighting. They're trying to make peace with each other, but they disagree on many points. So the Hamas does not treat the people very good. As a matter of fact, the people that have become believers and that I have given Bibles to, if they're caught with those Bibles, they can be killed for that. So it's illegal for them to change religions from Islam to Christianity. You can be killed for it. They put a fatwa in the paper saying these people are illegal to be killed, or to sell land to a Jew, you can be killed. So their laws are very strict under Hamas.
And do the people, certainly you've got the two extremes. You've got the total laxity that we have here in America, which has certainly gone to an extreme in one direction, and then you have the Sharia law, which of course is already going to an extreme in the other direction. Is there any sort of intermediate form between the laxity of the West and the strict, oppressive religion of Hamas?
Well, you see, some countries aren't as extreme as Hamas is right now, but the call is for the people, and I lived in East Jerusalem for a year, about 2 years ago, and the call is for the people to become more extreme, more religious. And so now you see women in Jerusalem wearing veils in their on their face, but more than you've seen before in the past. You see that Sharia law is being they are trying to really get Sharia law more now in the West Bank than they did before. So every even in the Jewish religion, is becoming more extreme also, if you look at it at that end. But the Islam, the Sharia law is very extreme. They're even pushing it over into some of the European countries. They want to be able to govern their own people and have these Sharia cells, and the police, their own police. It's a huge thing that's been going on, and they want it all over the world where they have groups of Muslim people. They want to have their own laws called Sharia law, Islamic law.
And here's what's so incredible is they're bringing this into the United States, and many of our judges are saying, well, if the people want to have Sharia law, they ought to be able to have what sort of law they want. No, ladies and gentlemen, you want to come to America, you abide by our laws. Our people living in the Muslim countries, living there voluntarily, are forced to abide by Sharia law, whether we like to or not. Why, though, would we bring Sharia law into America with the full help and support of many of our judges? Doesn't make sense, but we live in a world gone mad. When you understand that, and only when you understand that, does anything make sense. Well, our telephone number, if you'd like to call and speak to Cheryl, is, of course, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Cheryl, give us a call. But Cheryl's over there as a journalist, keeping us abreast of what's going on. And basically, of course, Cheryl, do you want to get any information out so people would know how to get in touch with you?
Sure. I can give my email address, so if they have any questions, they can talk to me that way. Do you want me to give that now?
You go right ahead, and of course we get Cheryl's emails all the time. They're well worthwhile getting this from Grateful, so go ahead, Grateful, give it to us.
Okay, so my email address is Grateful, the word Grateful, Grateful@gmail.com. That's the easiest way to get in touch with me.
That's grateful.cheryl@gmail.com. Go ahead.
It's grateful.cheryl@gmail.com.
Okay, fine. And certainly, Cheryl, that gives us a regular commentary, and we get the email from her once or twice a month, sometimes on a weekly basis, sometimes even more often, especially when things are happening rapidly. And things are happening very rapidly in Israel today, and I think that, of course, they foreshadow certainly dramatic changes in the Near East, the Middle East, and this is going to have a profound impact, I believe, on what happens here in the United States. Because I think God has a plan for Israel, and it's going to involve the United States. And I think some terrible, terrible things that are going to take place over there, and we should be withdrawing from that area. We're expanding our influence, and it seems every place we expand our influence, things go from bad to worse. I mean, we were involved certainly with what happened in Egypt and what happened in Tunisia. I think we're involved in what's going on in Libya. And how do the people over there in Israel, do they understand that much of what the American is doing is to destabilize that part of the world? Do they really have a grasp of what's going on? Do they sense that what we're seeing is the destruction of the existing social order and the implementation of this radical form of Islamic belief and faith and Sharia law all throughout the Muslim world? Does the average Israeli understand what's going on?
You know, the average Israeli pretty much does understand about what's happening and the demonstrations and what can happen or what will most likely happen out of these demonstrations, where it's going to get more radical Islamic. But I don't know if the United States understands what's going on. They're questioning, what is the United States doing? Yes, we do. As Americans, we want to see everyone have democracy and have freedom. But when you talk about democracy, we in our minds think of freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Now, in their minds, when they say democracy, they don't mean freedom of speech and freedom of religion. That's a whole different thing. They still have to abide by Islamic law, but they can have democracy as far as having a democratic government where they can vote which Islamic leader they want. So there is quite a difference that Americans do not understand, and the people here have a different mindset. The Easterners, the Islamic people, the Arab people have a different mindset than the Westerners, and until we get that, we're going to be making mistakes all over the place.
And I really think basically, of course, on one hand they want democracy, but once, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood takes over, you have Sharia law, and that democracy means that you can do whatever the majority wants unless it violates Sharia law. And Sharia law then becomes the driving force within society. And if you've ever read, of course, Sharia law, you realize that this is the last thing that I think the average Muslim wants to live under, and yet apparently this is just the direction that all of the Near East and Middle East is going today. And, of course, once you have Sharia law imposed, why, you can vote for whoever you want to, but your freedom as we've known it, will be simply a remembrance of things past. Well, certainly, is there anything that the Israeli government is going to be able to do, do you think, to thwart what's taking place throughout that area? Certainly, the situation is increasingly unstable, it looks, in Lebanon, and that would where my fear would be where the next conflict would be. What are your thoughts, and what do you think the thoughts of others is?
Well, I know that they have just had some exercises in case that there is a war here at the same time from Gaza Strip. As most of you know, that's in the south by Egypt, and from Hezbollah, which is in the north, which is by Lebanon, and possibly Syria, which is in the north, which is near the Golan Heights, and then from Iran, which is a little bit further away, but is threatening Israel right now. So they just had some exercises last week. The Army, the Air Force, they were all in on this in case these things do happen all at one time. Israel would be under a big barrage of missiles from all different sides. At that point, everyone's wondering who's going to be coming to Israel's side here and be on their side. And of course, we know the Bible says, I will bless those who bless you, speaking of Israel, and I will curse those who curse you. So I'm praying that America stays on Israel's side and that we continue to bless Israel and to stand by her, because we know that even if we don't as Americans, God will. He will intercede.
Well,
but
I think
people here are struggling.
I think that what most Americans don't understand is that there's a supernatural element to everything going on today. And essentially, look at this purely from a military or political point of view. There is no way, in my estimation, that Israel can survive. But I believe, of course, God has placed Israel. And there, I believe that God has placed the Jewish people there at this time in history for a purpose, and I do not believe that they're going to be driven out, even though logic would tell you that with Hamas having now sophisticated missiles, that Hezbollah having something somewhere between 45 and 80 or 90,000 sophisticated missiles, there is no way from a logical or military point of view that Israel can survive. But I really believe that God is going to preserve Israel because he has a plan. Well, let's go right now to Veronica. Veronica, do you have a question for our guest?
Hello, my brother. God bless you. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
I have a question. Yes, I do. I have a question. You know, it's been very noticeable in these couple of years that I've been here, you know. I've seen a lot of people coming, you know, from, it's a lot of Muslims, so how you call the ladies, you know, with their, you know, I've seen that many, you know, they have businesses here, they have, you know, the kids in their school here, I've seen them, you know, how they dress and all that, and more in the streets, you know, with their veils in their faces and everything. Why is it so easy for them to be here? I don't have anything against them. I, like, you know, I respect everybody. But it's very surprising because the 8 years I've been here, is the last 2 years, it's been more and more of them. So that would be my question for you.
Well, Cheryl, do you have any thoughts on this, or shall I answer that? What are your thoughts? Why are there so many Sydney Muslims coming, increasing numbers to the United States? Would you have thoughts on this?
Yeah, I can answer just real quick, but I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. I have tried to get somebody, a Muslim, who became a Christian into the United States, and I was working with Homeland Security, and we could not get him in there. Even though we had so much evidence that he'd be killed if he went back to the West Bank and he had a family he needed to be with. So to me, the understanding is these people that are coming in from Saudi Arabia, they're coming in as students, they're coming in many, many different ways, they're having families there, and they're increasing in number by birth, of course, but yes, they are increasing in number, and I don't understand why America's allowing that to happen. Now I'd like to hear what you have to say, Dr. Stan.
Well, I believe, of course, that we have two governments. And, Veronica, I hope you... Do you listen to our programs regularly?
Yes.
All right. Well, basically,
I enjoy, you know, listening to your program. And you've been helping us a lot, you know, and teaching us a lot.
Well, basically, we have a visible government, a legitimate government. We have an invisible government. The invisible government's really the ones who are running things. The invisible government hates Christianity and hates Christians, and they are flooding our country with Muslims. Why? Well, because we are going to actually, of course, have a civil war here in the United States down the line. I suspect that the awful lot of Muslims will be killed in this process. But basically, there are actually Muslim terrorist training camps in the United States today. You've never heard about them, but you can go. Do you have access to the internet, Veronica?
Yeah, you know, I have something.
All right, fine. Well, if you don't have it, you get somebody to go down to the library. Look up Islamberg. Muslim terrorist training camps, or Paul Williams, and read about it. In fact, I talked to Paul just 2 days ago. He's an investigative reporter. He writes extensively about these Muslim terrorist training camps where they're taking felons and teaching them how to use automatic weapons right here in the United States. This is one or two camps.
Oh, yes, I heard that one. You know what? You're right. I heard that one yesterday morning on a Christian station. I heard that on TV. I was listening first, but then I came right here and I was looking, you know. I was watching and I was very surprised how they're moving, you know, really fast and how they're acting against Israel. But I was really surprised. I said, Lord, I just got on my knees. I said, Lord, I don't know how long it's going to take for you to come, but I know the signs are really, you know, are there. The Bible calls us to pray, you know, for Israel, so we've been doing that.
Well, please do continue praying for Israel and continue praying for the people here in America, and certainly all we can do is hope that God will intervene, or at least he will protect his own people here, because the only thing that's going to get any of us through what lies ahead is God's protection.
Amen.
We're in for some very,
Amen.
Very difficult times, but the invisible government is doing everything they can to destroy this infrastructure of this nation, to destroy the value of our currency, destroy our industrial foundation, to transfer our jobs overseas, and of course, to impoverish our people. When you understand that, it all makes sense. God bless you. Thanks very much for calling. Good night.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Well, right now we have Tony calling back again. Tony, do you have a question for our guest?
Oh, same question. I got disconnected or something.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades.
Antichrist is going to come from this ten nation confederation. That's my personal opinion. But this Psalm 83 has never been fulfilled. It's ten small nations, basically the ones that are in the news right now. And I think that they will come against Israel and that God will stand up and destroy them.
All we can do is pray, Tony. You could very well be right. We know we're moving towards a climax in history. Our job is to be the watchman on the wall, and that's what we are, and who you are as well. God bless. Thanks so much for calling. And Tony and Sydney, Cheryl, thank you so much. I hope we can do this again sometime real soon. I think it's so vitally important we keep our listeners all across America praised of what's going on. Are you game for it?
Yes, you bet. Okay, thank you.
God bless. Good night.
God bless you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Because that's Cheryl, and she's over there just bringing us the information. We are so fortunate to have people keeping us abreast of what's going on. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into very, very difficult times. And we're moving to difficult times here in America. The America we've known is not coming back again. And I fear it's going to be a progressive downhill slide. Our job is to let people understand what's going on, to encourage our people to make the preparations to protect themselves. But the most important thing you can do is have a personal relationship with our Lord. If you don't have one, we hope that you'll certainly go to our website. We have two new editions, certainly on our at radioliberty.com, on our homepage. The first is the story of Jesus. Simply the greatest story ever told, the chronology of his birth, his life, his crucifixion, his death, and his resurrection. Because it is the resurrection, it is the supernatural element that separates the story of Jesus from the story of any other religious leader of all time. And, of course, the thing is that I really believe it is true. And basically, I believe the demons, as we, in the last hour we learned about the demons believe it's true as well. And they've come from, we're told, from all of the galaxies, and they come here for one reason, to tell us, don't believe in Christianity. Well, of course, we don't think they came from other galaxies. We think that the demonic beings that are described in the Bible, we really are involved in a spiritual battle. And that is a battle between good and evil, between Christ and the Antichrist. And this battle is being waged today for the hearts and the souls of the American people. There are two sites we want you to go to. One is the story of Jesus. The other is, how do you know that you're saved? And we hope you'll go there, that you'll point other people there, that you'll try to convince them that there really is a spiritual battle going on. And certainly if you can't convince them on your own, that try to get them to listen to our programs and try to get them to listen like programs we had, not this last hour, but Pastor Billy Crone talking about the supernatural things that are going on. You can get copies of Pastor Billy Crone's program. You can get my talk on the forbidden secret, my talk on the dark secret, my book on the brotherhood of darkness. This information is there. You need to have it. You need to study it. You need to analyze it. And I hope if you do not already have a personal relationship with our Lord, you go ahead and try to find out how to do this. And, of course, one reason we suggest that you get Pastor Billy Crone's 10 DV series, the final countdown, is because, and it's part one, part two, five DVDs in each one. But he ends each one with an invitation to have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. The same is true. It is 8 DVD set, part one.